Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Indulge me here in your Cam Ward, because we really haven't talked about, you know, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders much, other than, you know, we all love Cam Ward, 100%, every single one of us.
Yes.
We got to see him up close. We got to experience, like, everything that he's about. And I think even you, a Cam Ward, I don't want to say detractor, but you had your questions coming into the season.
I did.
You were proven wrong week one, UF in Gainesville. I saw today that Mel Kiper Jr. has Cam Ward going number one to the Tennessee Titans. He has Shedeur Sanders dropping to three to the New York Giants.
And I would say the thing about Cam Ward, you know my take, Salon. Like, if you're in school for 5 years, you can't be that good. Because I left as a sophomore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was an All-American. You know, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. But, like, if you're a monster like that, why would you stay as long as Cam stayed in college from Washington State? He was behind Penix and all that stuff. And that was my take, is like, he couldn't win the starting job. So I was watching Cam Ward to not like him. And then I watched him and I was like, this dude can spin that ball. Gino, Gino Toretta's a friend of the show. And I talked with Gino and we talked about, like, Cam can spin that thing. And then I was watching Shedeur because my friends, Primetime's my buddy. I'm just acting like I have a bunch of, you know, Hall of Fame friends, but.
Yeah, keep name dropping. Go ahead.
Okay, so Deion Sanders is my friend, and I've been out to Boulder. I've watched games. We watched the game there and all that stuff. So I've watched those two guys play, and I think both of them will be franchise guys. They can both play football. But Cam Ward's arm, his patience, and his reading of the field,
composure, or, his composure, know, right? Like, his composure, his in the pocket. Yeah.
But it's a calculated composure, where Shedeur Sanders has composure as well, but he takes unneeded risk, where Cam doesn't take a lot of unneeded risk. And I went to every Canes home game this year because we had the restaurant there. I watched Cam Ward play in every single game this season at Hard Rock Stadium in person, and I've watched Shedeur Sanders in person. I think they'll both be great pros. I think Shedeur is going to be in the top three, all of that stuff. But if I had to pick a quarterback, the Browns and the Giants and the Titans, if they ask me personally, watching these guys both in person, Cam Ward is a superior quarterback, arm strength-wise, accuracy, and decision making than Shedeur Sanders is right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I watched every snap that Shedeur took this year and that I've been breaking down the film. Like, I'm not a, you know, a combine guy or whatever. But I will say I watched quite a few Colorado games. They're on national TV. I don't know, man. Like, they're playing Colorado State and it's close at the end. And Shedeur's like, I'm going to throw a 50-yard bomb to my best receiver who is going to go in the first round, and he's just more athletic than the cornerback that's covering him. He's going to go make a play. Like, I saw a lot of that compared to Cam Ward, who, you know, at Cal, the Kander down, whatever it was, 20 points in the second half, and he's just calm. He's making the right reads. He's making the right throws. He's constantly putting his team in the right position to go win. But I'm biased. I watched Cam Ward, and I absolutely fell in love. It makes me sick. Makes me sick when I think about the fact that the Miami Hurricanes probably had the greatest, most talented quarterback in the history of this program, which is saying something with Heisman Trophy-winning quarterbacks who have played here already. Cam Ward might be the best one, and they didn't even make a 12-team expanded college football playoff because Mario Cristobal and the defensive coordinator couldn't figure bleep out. Like, it makes me sick.
It was a defense that Cam had to score 40 a game to win.
Yeah, crazy.
So from the Kane side, yeah, you could be upset from the Kane. From the Kane side is that, man, hold these dudes to 31 and the Canes would be in the college football playoffs. But like you say, those Cal games, if I really go back in the schedule, it was a bunch of games where you're just like, bro, stop them once.
Once.
And we got action. Like, I'm sitting in Hard Rock, and I'm watching these games, and I'm not, you know, I'm a Gator, but I'm like, just stop them once. But Cam's demeanor, his calmness and his decision making and his progressions, like he's about to make, you know, if it's Tennessee, if it's the Browns, if it's the Giants, whoever does get a chance to have Cam Ward, he's about to be very special. And also the thing, I was watching ESPN this morning. With Shedeur Sanders about his bravado and he's too cocky and all. Man, bro, that gets on my nerves so bad. We talk about it when I talk to young athletes. We talk to young athletes on the show. I talk to young athletes in the Pivot podcast. Like, bro, it's a different thing now. These dudes are millionaires at 19. So now you want them to stare at the ground when they talk to you? No, they're going to be cocky. They have money. They have a lot of confidence, and they're great at what they do, and they've been told they're great at what they do, and he's Deion Sanders' damn son.
Right.
Who is going to be a top three pick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you want Shedeur Sanders to look at the ground and act like a hermit when he talks to you?
Because it's the craziest
thing in the world.
It's like that. I really don't want to go back to yesterday's conversation, but it is like that old school societal norm that's built into sports, which is you want modesty from your best athletes. You want modesty from people who are succeeding. And the reality is, like, to get to that level, to be Michael Jordan or whatever, like, you're not modest. You have to think you're the baddest mother bleeper in the world. And Shedeur does. And by the way, I'm 100% with you. He's Deion Sanders' son. He was a millionaire already, born. He was going to be set up, born, no matter what. Yes. And he got to the level he was at. So I just don't think he's as talented as Cam Ward. But, like, would I be surprised if he went number one overall? No, because I think he's that kind of talent.
And he's very good. And it's funny. You heard the story before, Solana. They almost at the combine, they try to break you, I guess. Oh, it just sounds crazy, like you're a horse, where they want to break you from being who you are. It was a guy, it was a coach. I forget his name, but he was on the staff. He was a lower-end assistant, whatever. And in Indianapolis when I was there, and I decided not to do any, you know, I didn't work out. I didn't run. I didn't do anything. And he came up to me, and he tried to like almost diminish what I was doing. Like hey Crowder. And I was like, hey, how you doing, coach? Man, I was surprised to see your name on the list. I was like, why? He said, because I you can play football, but I didn't think you were ready to go to the NFL this year. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And we were sitting there, it was almost like the meme where we're both kind of just staring at each other. And he said, well, what'd he say? He said, well, I thought you stay another year to really up your draft stock. And I was like, nah, I was an All-American. You know, I think I'm better than Lofa Tatupu. I think I'm better than – and I had a list of guys. It was Lofa, Blackwood, the guy from Georgia that got arrested for drunk driving. I forget, Odell. Like, I knew the linebackers that I was competing against. And I was like, I think I'm better than them because we're all Americans. I think I could play with them. Okay. And afterwards, I talked to him after I was in the league for like 2 years. He came up to me after a game, and he was like, you remember me from the combine? And I was like, no, I just worked. He wanted to see if I would get mad that he questioned my ability. He wanted to upset me to see if I was going to go crazy or not. And all I did was list off the guys that are getting drafted and the guys that I think DeMarcus Ware was one of them. I was like, no, I think I could play with D. Ware. I think I could play with Odell. I think I could play with Lofa. I think I could play with Blackstock. I think I could play with. And I just listed the guys off that we were on that list of linebackers. And he said he didn't question that I could play in the league. He wanted to see if I got mad when he questioned my ability. So that's the whole thing, man. It is a total mind game of what these people do and what they want to do. And I think being Deion Sanders' son, now going back to Shador, being Deion Sanders' son and them not knowing how to deal with like you're saying, a trust fund baby. Shador Sanders could be a painter and he would have been a millionaire his whole life. And now he's a top pick. And now he has endorsement deals. And now he has NIL money. And now I think the teams don't know how to deal with these new age players. And they're trying to see how he's going to act. But Deion, whatever you want to think about Prime, I'm telling you, it's my friend. I'll name drop him again. Prime is a very smart dude. And he has put in him, Shiloh, Buck, all his sons. All those dudes are smart dudes too, because Prime is a damn genius. And all his sons are about to be millionaires on their own with the help from their father, their strong black father that is raising strong black men.
I do think like there's a certain part of this where I understand you're about to make, as a general manager, right, or as the team president, you're about to make the biggest decision maybe of your career. You have the number one overall pick or the number two or the number three overall pick, top five pick. I mean, this could decide your livelihood, and it's everything you built, you worked towards, right? And it comes down to the Titans saying, was it Shador or Cam Ward, right? So I understand they're going to do everything they possibly can to make sure that the guy they want to pick is the right person to be the leader of their organization. So I understand like a part of it, Crowder, where some of these questions get a little bit weird, but anybody who's looking at Shador Sanders saying, well, he's too cocky. Well, his social media presence is too large. I mean, the kid grew up with Deion Sanders and got to where he's at. And if, hey, old guy who's running an NFL team, if you're bothered by somebody with a large social media following that hangs out with other athletes in 2025, I got news for you, brother. You might want to find another line of work, because it's only going to get worse with the way social media is getting bigger and bigger. And kids these days who are 14, 15, 16-year-olds who go on Twitter, put a 3 or a 4-star next to their name because Rivals decided at 14 they're a 4-star offensive line prospect, have 33,000 followers, and a bunch of 65-year-olds are begging them to go to the university that they want them to. Like, we're just – sports is building these kids up that way.
Yes.
If you're hoping to find the Cam Wards, who are very humble and very to themselves, and they're few and far between.
I would say Cam – is a lot more to the old guys, to the old, the owners. Cam is more palatable. Cam is soft-spoken, gentle.
He fits the bill. Like, he's for sure. Like, but I do think, because some people might say that's the safer pick. I don't think that's true. I think he's just more talented overall, aside from everything else. I think he is.
I love how you put that, Solana. I swear to God.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take the personality out of it. Take the scariness, whatever you want to say, of who is this? And I don't know what his dad's going to do. His dad might act crazy, and we're going to have to deal with media outbursts and blah, 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 blah. If we can just put on film, who is a more accurate, reads the defense better, has a stronger arm, and leads a team, Cam Ward is that guy.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want to, like, knock Shadur for Cam, because anything other than I have sat and watched these two young men in person, Cam Ward is a better physical quarterback leader than Shadur. And it's not a big drop-off. Shadur's right there. But you can look at videos and watch Cam's arm and watch Shadur's arm. You don't have to put leadership into it. You don't have to put... You know, like, I know the progressions of what a route is supposed to be and how, you know, he's dumping it off here quicker than he should. Like, I see all that. Just go watch his arm strength and watch his decision making. That's what I'm laying it out there. And Shadur is better than half the NFL starters right now. But Cam is better than Shadur. And that's why it's a great draft for those Tennessee Browns, Giants, those terrible teams. They're two teams are going to get very good quarterbacks coming up here whenever they draft those guys.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.